It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? It's Southern Senpais, two Southern guys who explore Japanese culture together. I'm Nicholas.
I'm DJ, and he did pause. But I purposely didn't look at him this time, so hey.
You were so dramatic in the way you did not look.
I just can't win, you guys. You hear this? I just can't win. I just have to leave the room, and then maybe. But apparently not. I can't.
You were like, dramatic. All you had to do was just sit there and wait for me to do it. And you were just like,
no, don't look at me. Who was that for? They can't see what you're doing, Nicholas.
Yeah, so you don't know I did it.
Today we're watching along for Solo Leveling Episode 5. And Nicholas, you want to tell us about how you feel about it so far?
I'm liking the anime more and more each episode. Yeah. Started out very generic, but I'm also a big fan of RPGs. Mm-hmm. So it could
What's
be that.
What's some of your favorite RPGs?
Huh?
Do you like Final Fantasy?
One of my favorite RPGs was Lord of the Rings.
I really liked Kingdom Hearts.
But the Lord of the Rings, like,
game... Which Lord of the Rings? Because there's a bunch of Lord of the Rings games.
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, and Return of the King.
What?
Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay. Game Boy Advance. Okay.
Because in Game Boy Advance, I think on PC, you didn't get a chance to choose the different weapons. But in Game Boy Advance, there were, like, different items that dropped, and it was, like, rarities and, like, stuff like that. So that was my favorite.
I never really got into RPGs except for the major ones. Technically, Pokemon's an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, just major ones. I wasn't cool enough to like play at RPGs like you. Or I think it's getting better. I personally, though, this episode is going to be really good for me to really be like, all right, cool, I'm along for the rest of this ride.
Right.
Because what that means, it means less Judy.
Less Judy.
Because we're saying Big Booty Judy, ironically. She is truly Long Back Judy. She is two dented sidewalk potholes Judy.
She is Liquid Death Can Judy.
She has the body shape of just like a tree log. And this man is, oh, I care about her. But she's been nothing but a bitch this whole time. Just a horrible person on the inside and out. And she's like, you need to stay home because you get no hoes. You can't fucking do anything. Da da da. You just get hurt. And then she acts like she cares about him, which she really doesn't. She's like the result of a toxic, abusive relationship. Because now that he's strong, she's going to be like falling more and more in love with him.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you should take me out to dinner after this in the first episode. But she was saying it because like he owed her, not because she like really likes him.
Yeah. Let's see what happens in this episode.
What does this episode need to provide for you? Be like, okay, I'm wrong for the rest of this ride.
Just continue to get better.
Level up?
Yeah, level up. Solo leveling.
It got a solo level. All right. As you guys know, we don't have the studio intro, so it's just this 23 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm going to press play in 3, 2, 1. Oh, we're back at the generic hospital. This man getting ripped in there. This man leveling up in there. Yo, hey.
Bro.
Why is he still in the hospital if he's leveled up? Like, he's clearly healed. His face has changed and everything. So he gets more attractive. That's so funny.
He gets more attractive the more he levels up?
He doesn't even look like the same guy. He got taller. Because he used to have that blue hair.
Wait, what?
Oh, damn, he's getting the hose.
I saying.
So he doesn't even look like that anymore. And the and is ruined. And it's gone. This wouldn't that be great? Hey, I do 3 push-ups and I get.
Yeah, I wish more that attractive. Was the case.
Actually, it is. Yeah. How many fat, doughy people work out and they become like ripped? And everyone's like, "Oh wow, you look
great." Well, that's because they were ripped the whole time. They just had a bunch of fat on them.
And it was also really interesting. They're like, "Oh, you know, people say, oh, the fat, ugly person. Them are the same person as I was then. Right? So you should have liked that fat, ugly person. You're clearly not the same person. You're the person who now has learned discipline to get into shape and be a better person. You are not the same person as previously. You evolved." That's why middle school sucks so hard, because you see everyone else leveling up and you're like, "Damn, bro, when's my chance?
Why am I gonna level up?" Lying. I was like 4'11", 50 pounds.
I still am.
Yeah, I'm glad I had that growth spurt. Yes. What's an ultra morning?
It's better than a regular morning, clearly. The White Tiger Guild. So this is Power Rangers. We are doing Power Rangers. I don't blame you guys. Power Rangers is awesome.
Dude, that's All Might.
I think you mean Vegeta. It's the same guy, though. I'm just messing with you. But yeah, it is. Or at least sounds like him. I remember when I was working out a lot, like last year,
mm-hmm.
and I finally hit my PR of deadlifting 400 pounds. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And the only reason why is because I deadlifted it, and I was like, "Wow, I can't believe it. I reached my goal. I'm going to stop trying now." And I totally regressed.
Cool. I'm done.
I just want to see if I can do it. That is clearly not what's happening, obviously. I grew a foot and a half.
He doesn't even sound the same
anymore.
He
has like a different voice actor. That'd be awesome. Level up and you become just more attractive for no reason. Oh, he's level 18 now. Intelligence 27.
Turn it up.
He's whispering. Like, I hate this about freaking. There are so many shows out there in which they have like zero audio mixing abilities. "Hello, Tunis, I'm speaking. You finally picked up. I am so sorry. I've been stuck in the hospital, sir. I had taken your calling to ask about the rent, right? Right. Still waiting on this month's payment. But I can't push it back. Money's tight. No need. I'll send it right away. Oh, I'll keep an eye out then. Take care of yourself now, young man. I will. Thank you, sir." This is also so unrealistic. If you were in the hospital, your landlord does not give 2 fucks. Give right. My money. Why? What was up with the crush shot? I guess it's dual fan service these
right.
days.
Right, it's equal rights.
Aren't you already, like, supposedly the weakest person? So, like, it doesn't everyone already know you?
So he's still, yeah, he's still an E rank.
Because there's no one can level up, so he's still an E rank. But here's the thing. He's already the most famous person because everyone knows he's the weakest one. So I don't get why having more notoriety would change your life in any aspect. Yeah, so it's
okay. So he's super famous.
He's already really famous, so why would you care if you stick out like a nail? This makes no sense. Okay, you need a minimum of 800s, but there's 7 of you. $2 million for participating? Yo, I would love to actually sign me up, dude. I'm E-rank. Not at all. Just tell me what I have to do, sir. You'll be in charge of all in our bags. We got food, spare clothing, and gear. First aid kit's somewhere in there, too. First aid? There isn't a healer in this one? Independent parties like ours have a hard time retaining healers, as I'm sure you can imagine. We do all our raids without a healer, so we're used to it. Strike squad with nothing but tanks and damage dealers. Are they crazy?
Probably.
Just sign on the dotted line and we can be on our way. I recognize the party is not liable for anything that occurs inside the dungeon. Sure.
I love how insurance and contracts are still a part of this thing.
Probably.
Don't you worry. I'll be there to keep you safe. Awesome. Let's move out.
Those bags look really heavy. Think that you'll be okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, come on, bro. I'm younger than you, so just drop all the please and thank yous.
Works for me.
Damn.
I didn't know you turned into Sasuke all of a sudden.
Yeah, he went from straight up soy boy to, oh, I guess I'm a cool protagonist now. You know what I think? I honestly believe that whoever created this, he might be like an incel person who like now he envisions himself doing this. But instead of actually doing those push-ups and sit-ups and becoming more attractive, he just made this manga.
That's fucked up. We don't even know who made this.
Time to find out.
It could be a woman made this.
Yeah, but it was one of those things that was made online. It was like one of those online web mangas first. So I'm pretty sure it's a dude.
This was an online web manga?
Yeah, I hate to say it because I'm a male writer, but usually females can write better than this. Actually, I don't hate to say that. Some of my favorite stuff has been written by women, actually. It was written by... It was a Korean webtoon written by Chu Gong. Chu Gong. I don't... There's no pictures of Chu Gong. Who is Chu? Oh, here he is, Chu Gong.
You think they're all gonna die like last time?
Oh wait, no, this is not Chu Gong. This is somebody else.
I think they're all gonna die like last time.
Man, I sure hope they do. All I see is what happened to Solo Leveling. Wait, is it the author of Solo Leveling? Oh, there's a rumor that he died, but he's not.
There's always a rumor.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a portal to a big empty cave. This is why you're D-ranked. Shut the hell up, Batman. I want them to be millipedes and not ants. That'd be cool. Oh, they're ants. Are you attracted to me, bro? What is wrong with you? Oh, they're like termite looking.
Is that a Rasengan?
What was that one anime where the guy had like fire baseball and it was like the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life?
Oh, come on, man. Don't hate on Black Clover.
First of all, you said Blue Clover. That just proves my
Black
point.
Black Clover.
Second of all, I didn't say all of it was terrible. That man specifically, his powers are stupid. You're going to look me in the eye and tell me fire baseball. His powers are from Mario.
I was a big fan of Black Clover.
I'm a big fan of a lot of those characters, just not him, specifically. Is he your favorite character?
No.
The Mario motherfucker is your favorite character?
No.
Okay. I'm not a bitch-ass nigga like you are. Oh, no. Literally anything. What part of about Magic Dungeon don't you understand?
They're gonna turn on him.
It's probably more. Oh, I've seen this before. These people are about to make go into something like smaller.
Wow.
This is the weirdestly drawn belly button I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if that was necessary.
Yeah, that was like, I don't even know why you noticed that.
There's just abs on the screen. Like, this whole thing has been like a dual fan service thing. And it's like, it's very weird. First of all,
all I want to see is female fan service.
This person is not even the same guy from the intro of the anime anymore.
No.
And this man has a blonde afro. You know you need to die. You know you're going to die. You have a blonde afro, dog. Huh?
I don't know. I think this party is about to die. And then...
They do look very generic, don't they?
Old boy is about to get some serious leveled up.
So what, did you think it's some sort of spider?
Yeah. Oh, you mean with the webs and everything? Maybe it's a spider.
Ugh. This is statues for the second time. What, is your brother a guild? If I was him, I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm about to murder everyone and then put all of this in my inventory. Let's do it together, guys. Are you going to murder this guy?
Well, of course. Let's split it all
is fair, after all. But first, there's some company we should see to.
The dungeon boss!
In case you didn't know what the Jacob Globe was that it does, mining and carrying out this truckload of crystals comes before exterminating the Colossus Spider. Fortunately, it seems to be asleep, which gives us the perfect chance to excavate. So, where's the gear?
I mean, I wasn't expecting there to be a treasure trove of mono crystals. I left to hold the transport in mind until it's not really right.
Chilton, don't I always say be prepared for anything?
I'm really sorry.
Jessica can't be helped now. Why don't you two stay here for a bit and protect our prize? We'll go get the mining equipment.
Stay here! This is the boss's lair! We have the lowest ranks!
You'll be just fine. That thing looks like it's sound asleep on a full stomach. I doubt anything.
They're gonna abandon him.
Yeah, so you're just going to leave it, them here to die.
You know, Beth, Gino's in the same boat since this is his first C-rank dungeon. Have a little faith, will you? Take a break. Actually, I need a break with my team, too. Got lots to discuss.
So that way, they don't split it all the ways.
Yep.
Their squad only consists of six. We do all our raids without a healer, so we're used to it.
Used to it. Suggests they've taken on a fair share of C-rank dungeons before this one. So why recruit Gino and me instead of having regular temps on call?
All right. Go ahead and seal off the entrance to the lair if you want.
Called it.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's not even the same guy. It's not.
No.
That man did that with bone lengthening.
Yeah. From Baki.
From real life. It's so interesting. Look at people who do done the guys who do bone lengthening. And apparently women do it too, which is interesting. But the bone lengthening, they'll be taller, but they have like shorter arms. They don't have the wingspan of...
Yeah.
I'm always like, there's a really good way for to tell someone's done bone lengthening. You'd be like, hey man, touch your toes. What? Most people can easily touch their toes, unless you're like fat or out of shape. You don't seem fat, you don't seem out of shape. Go ahead and touch your toes. If you can't, you did that bone lengthening, did you?
Is this going to be the theme? It's like, I've battled God, so nothing else is scary to me?
I think he's gonna, yeah, he's hitting that part like Naruto with the swing set, bro. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, he about to flex. I swear to God, I thought they were about to end the episode.
They are.
You told bitch.
You. I told you.
Bitch. You bitch. All right. Nicholas, what are you thinking?
This is one of those rare animes where it's getting better and better each episode.
Yeah, because they replaced the main character with this other guy, clearly.
I'm really starting
to come around, huh?
Come around on this anime.
I don't know who this is. Like, it is getting ironically each episode is leveling up. It's interesting.
Yeah. So, well, I'm really getting into this anime.
Cool. We're excited to watch more. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?